are listening to Lightly on the Ground Radio. It's a show about our food system and about how to perpetuate civilization, basically. The basic needs for food and prosperity are integral to having a peaceful society anywhere in the world. Our guest today is Khalifa Touré. He's a native of Mali. And Robin Poulton, who is an ambassador and diplomat. I'm going to actually let Robin, well, first let's hear your voices. How are you?
Good morning. I'm Khalifa Touré from Mali.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Robin Poulton, originally from Scotland, but also I spent a lot of my life in Mali, where I raised my children. And Khalifa came over here for the peace conference that we organized jointly with the Peace Education Center, the Sister Cities Commission, and VCU, we being the Virginia Friends of Mali. And we have organized a sister city relationship between Richmond and Ségou in Mali, where many African ancestors came from when they came to Virginia. We often had the mayor of Ségou, and indeed he and a delegation attended the peace conference. And then Khalifa went off to see his cousins in New York, and then he came back for the folk festival. And he's leaving for Mali this afternoon. So he's just had time to come in and see the Sunny Gardener.
I'm so glad you could. Khalifa,
yep.
Tell us about your work.
Well, first, I'm teacher. I'm teaching economics in University of Bamako. And also, I have an NGO who called Credicure. So it's MNDRC. We try to help people in trouble because in 2012, we have some trouble in Mali, unfortunately. We have this Al-Qaeda, who they called Al-Qaeda of Maghreb, and a lot of terrorist gangs. They came through the north of Mali and take everything over and destroy our economic, our organization, and our culture.
And you said your organization is a non-governmental, an NGO, non-governmental organization. It's called Credicure?
Yes, it's NGO, it's not government, it's the NGO. It's like volunteer people who have to work and help these people in trouble, help them to have some small sustainability of to survive in.
How is Credicure supported?
So we are looking for help from everybody, from people who they came from north, and each one, if it's like helping, you know, because we have also our parents who they don't live in Bamako in north. They are maybe outside of Mali, so they help us through
offering funds.
Exactly. So we have this help and send it to the north to help people who live there.
So let me say that there are probably 250,000 refugees outside Mali now, and probably 200,000 people inside Mali who have been displaced by the terrible things that happened in the north in 2012. When jihadists came in and took over the cities of Kidal and Gao and Timbuktu in northern Mali. And these people were living on the edge of survival, because this is the fringes of the Sahara Desert. Mm-hmm. There's very little water, there's very little food. And so if you have a bad harvest, you really are struggling. And people, you know, make soup from boiled grass and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that when you're in a refugee camp, you're even worse, because you're in an area you don't know. You are in the threat of disease because you're crowded together in camps. So it's a really disastrous and very, very sad situation. Mali is looking up because since the 3rd of September, we have a new elected president whose name is Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. And he used to run an NGO in the 1980s. He was an old friend of mine in the 1980s. He was in charge of a French NGO called Terre des Hommes. Yes. The Cri de Coeur, which means cry from the heart, is a new NGO created by Khalifa and his young friends. And this is a response from the heart and from mostly from Bamako, the capital of Mali, to try and bring health, education, and food support to the people in the north in their dire circumstances.
Yeah. So when the terrorists take Kidal, Gao, and Timbuktu, so we have to people run and they go everywhere in Burkina Faso, in Mauritania, Algeria, and Niger. So, but some of them came in Bamako. So we have to assist them and to have some place where they can live, because they don't have nothing, no food, no clothes. I mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to assist them. It's why Crédit-Cœur try to help these people.
Mm-hmm.
First in Bamako, and then go back to Gao, discuss with these terrorists how we can support them, because these terrorists, they said they are Muslim, but unfortunately they are not Muslim, because Muslims are not going to say you, kill people, cut their hand, and cover your heads. A lot of crazy things they told us, because they said that we are Muslim, but we are not going to do Muslim jobs. So Muslim culture is that. Women and men have to go separated to the market.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to go with your wife to the market. You go, your wife have to go to the market alone without you. So it's a crazy situation for us. We never see that, but we are also Muslim long time. I don't know if you understand the University of Timbuktu. It's 50th century before. So it's that people came to told us that Muslim is like that, it's crazy. So we are so surprised, and we have a fence between us and these people, because we don't have nothing to share together.
So they've taken over your culture and are imposing their own culture on you.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not a culture, it's crazy. Because if you came to one place and to say people, you have to go, you have to walk like that, you have to have your dressing, you have to dress, you have to do that and something. It's like imposition.
Yes.
Imposition.
Imposing, their
right.
will on the others.
So
Muslims are really very offended by the idea that they, who have been leaders in Islamic philosophy and thought for 1,000 years and more, mm-hmm. with the University of Timbuktu, which is one of the great universities of the medieval period, mm-hmm. that these illiterate thugs from Algeria and Nigeria and Yemen and
Afghanistan,
Pakistan,
Pakistan,
people
yes.
coming, flogging in all over through this sort of Al-Qaeda network, mm-hmm. that these people should come in, they don't speak the language, they don't know their culture, and mm-hmm. then they start telling us Malians, who've been Muslims since the very beginning, how to be Muslims. I mean, they were very, very offended.
Right. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Not that I have experienced it, but I hear what you're saying. Yes.
One of the great problems of Islam in the world is that the Arabs have not understand that Islam has become a world religion, mm-hmm. and they're trying to keep it an Arab religion. But world religions evolve with the world in which they work and function,
mm-hmm.
and the Arabs have serious problems with the narrow-minded imposition of their own tribal traditions.
You know, I can see that happening here in the U.S. now, but let's go back to Mali.
Yeah.
This sort of thing is happening all over the world. And it usually is ideologues who are imposing their own, like you said, their own wrong methods. Mm-hmm. So it's affecting the social structure and the economics. Do you see progress since, in the last couple of years, do you see progress in getting back the way that the country used to be, the way that people were allowed to be? Is there any progress being made? What's
You say from 2012 to
it's
now?
It's only a year, yeah.
Yes, it's I cannot tell you exactly its progress, because it's a short time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very short to say what will be happen tomorrow, because up to now we have this security problem is not like before, but people afraid again. They worry about what will happen tomorrow, what will happen after tomorrow. So, of course, we have a new president, we have election, we have a new president, we have some institutions. So, I mean, we have hope, we have hope. But in economics, you cannot see progress with a short time. Mm-hmm. It's not easy for me to do. Yeah, we have progress because anyway, I'm economist. I cannot see you in this from 2000 to now. We have progress. No, it's very, right. very short.
Well, tell me about the hope. Tell me what you see with your vision and your hope for the future.
Yeah, we have hope. Why? Because our problem is not. It's a world problem. It's through the world. We have UN nations who they came to Mali, they called us MINUSMA, who try to make stabilization our country and the fight against this terrorist group. So we think if we have these people who help us, because unfortunately we don't have army there, the army is destroyed, if I can say that.
So you don't have the internal structure to help stabilize the country, so there are other people coming in and helping.
Yeah, true. The United Nations has brought in a peacekeeping program called MINUSMA, mm-hmm. and with the elections of the president, economics is beginning to pick up again. Mm-hmm. That is to say, after the coup d'etat of March 2012, the whole world imposed sanctions on Mali. And unfortunately, with sanctions, the people who are least affected are usually the people who did the coup d'etat because they've got the treasury. Mm-hmm. And the people who are the most affected are the people who are at the bottom, who there's no more gasoline, so there's no more transport and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so now that, for example, the U.S. government is now opening up again, so that trade and finance and development projects and agricultural projects will take off again. Mm-hmm. And so for the next harvest season, mm-hmm. perhaps this one is too late, but for the next harvest season, I think we could be optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how has this coup d'etat affected the food, the availability of food, the availability of people to take care of themselves? And how does your organization help with that?
Yeah. When the coup d'etat is not good thing for us, because if you have coup d'etat somewhere, every institution will be canceled and everybody, we don't have a responsibility anyway. This coup d'etat people, they have their own organization, they take over all of our means. They take all of us.
So they've taken away the ability of people to move around, and they've taken away their tools and their food supply.
Exactly, because we don't have, if at that time, we don't know who is who, because if there's it's a coup d'etat, you can see some group of military, they come to you, and they take everything you have. And you cannot talk, you cannot complain, you cannot do nothing. It's why cri de coeur, say we took our engage to help these people. And at the first time of this occupation in March, in the end of March 2012, during this the occupation, I went to Gao. Where I went there, so I found these terrorist gangs. They have guns, they have pickup, they have everything. They have a lot of tools of fighting in the hospital, on the hospital of the town of Gao. So they made a camp.
They took over the hospital.
Exactly. So when I went there, I said that it's not normal to have this hospital like camp. They said no. We are here. We are here for fighting. We are here for fighting against these European people, these American people. So we are not going to do nothing. So all of these things are not halal, if you know, in
Arabic.
in Arabic they say it's not halal, it's not good for us. We are Muslim. We are not going to share nothing with those people. I say, yeah, I'm okay. But this gun, where this gun are from? This gun from Europe. It's not from Arab. He said, no, it's not like that. I say, yes, it's the same. It's the same thing. So he told me, their responsibility told me, okay, Mr. What is your name? I say, I'm Khalifa Touré. He said, okay, you are, I say, me, I'm from Gao anyway. So I'm not going to run anyway. So this town is my town too. And you, I don't know you. Where do you from? He said me, no, I'm from, anyway, we are Muslim. So we are fighting and we are go everywhere where we want, even in USA. I say, go ahead. But here, I came here because I have my families, my relative families here. And they came here to assist them. That's all. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to do anything with you. So I have to assist these people. And this hospital is not going to have, it's not army place. It's not gun place. It's not fighting place. So you have to move and leave us to work to help people through this area.
A hospital is a healing place.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and after he told me, okay, I will see. No, so, let me call my alcalde. They said the alcalde is their big boss. I don't know. Let me, I will call him and talk with him. And he called. And after he called me back and he said, okay, Mr. Touré, so we will make arrangements. So you can put, because when I left Bamako, I came with drugs, medicaments, and stuff of health stuff, what they call
medicines and
people and doctors and some. We have a staff of that.
And this is through your organization, Clé de Cœur.
Yeah.
You have a staff of doctors?
So we have volunteer of staff. You have volunteer from Bamako to that place because at that time, everybody run away. Everybody who work for the government, they run because they looking after them. If you are, if you work to the for the government, they will try to kill you and they will try to destroy you. It's why these people run away. They don't have choice to rest. So it's why we, like volunteer, we can and say, well, we are agree with that. You say you want to take the town, but we cannot stay like that. People are sick. People are, we have a lot of people, diabetes, high pressure. You have a lot of things, people who suffer about that. So we have to assist them. You have to treat them. He said, okay, so now we will give you a chance. So we will move from the hospital to another place. And then we start working with these civilian people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was there from I spent there five days there. Every time talk, every time fighting, every time gun, every time. Each time they have their gun, they have to just like play, you know, just like make people in hurry, you know, people they I don't know what they do that, but it's crazy.
Khalifa was very courageous. He went up last year. This is what he's talking about, last December, January. Mm-hmm. He led this mission. He was carrying disinfectants and medicines and everything that you need in health centers. Mm-hmm. And he was forced to confront these mad people, some of them drugged, with guns, playing with guns,
mm-hmm.
pointing them at his stomach his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just wouldn't give in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very surprised by his courage and by his audacity.
Mm-hmm.
And he found very often that the leaders mm-hmm. of the groups were, in fact, Pakistanis.
Yeah.
Whereas there were small boys from the local area or from Nigeria or from Algeria who'd come in for $5 a day tips, the leaders were very often Pakistanis, and so he spoke to them in English and they negotiated, and they were actually quite reasonable, and they were actually rather admiring of what he was doing, and they often supplied him with help actually to deliver the goods to the health centers. And as you understood from what he was saying, in some cases he was able to persuade them to leave the health center or the hospital and turn it back to healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the main function of your organization, Clé de Cœur, medical help? or more economic
We have medical help, we have education, and we have psychology.
Psychology,
yes, mm-hmm. psychology help. So we have a center for that. Because when I went there, before I came here, I went to Timbuktu, and I surprised to see this baby worry. If you say, hello, baby, they...
They're shell-shocked.
Yes. Let's call it trauma healing.
Yes.
Because one of the terrible things about these circumstances is that babies are unable to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Even five-year-olds can cry mm-hmm. and throw a tantrum. But babies are very, very vulnerable. All they can do is really to cry and feel the terror of their mothers. They can feel through the body of their mother the fear. Mm-hmm. And so they are in complete disarray and constantly mm-hmm. distraught. So one of the things we try to do in these circumstances is to create mother and child friendly, calm spaces mm-hmm. where they can get back to psychological healing mm-hmm. and stabilization.
Yes, one I was so surprised to see, when I went to Timbuktu, in the town, just walk, and they found some small guys with her mom, with his mom. He said, Mommy, cover my head. This is Islamists. They are coming. Cover my head. It's a small boy, you know. Mm-hmm. He said, Mommy, come cover my head. It's crazy.
They should never know fear.
Yeah. He saw me and said, Mommy, cover my head. The Islamists are coming. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm not Islamist. I'm not Islamist. He said, no, I'm afraid. Mommy, mm-hmm. cover my head. You see, because at that time, during the occupation, this crazy people, and up to now, if you go, you see these small guys, they say, I'm afraid because I don't have cover my head. Mm-hmm. So it's why I think about you have to create this center of psychology. Mm-hmm. Because it's very necessary and it's very important to these people.
And
to talk.
You're working with adults and children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is it in the hospital or another facility?
The center, now at that time, we have only one center in Gao. Mm-hmm. It's near to the school, mm-hmm.
The
college, yes. We create some house there and like mm-hmm. like center. Mm-hmm. So it's not to the hospital, it's to the school.
Khalifa Touré, is there a website where people could go and learn more about your organization and maybe contribute to it? What is that?
Yes, we have website, yes. It's www.credicoer.org.
And CRIDECOER.org. So Credicoer, cry from the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you work with, does Credicoer work with Friends of Mali or the sister cities at all? Do they do any work together?
Yes. Of course, we are together. And also me, I'm the representative of Friends of Mali in Bamako. So mm-hmm. we are the same. You have the same connection. Mm-hmm. And we share a lot of things together. So.
And do you think that coming here for the conference, do you think that the conference on women, war, and peace will help you, the cause, will help the work?
Yes, of course.
How so?
Yes. I think so, because it's very important. It's very, very important to talk, because all of us, unfortunately, especially here in USA, they don't know what is happening in Mali. Mm-hmm. And with this conference, peace conference, maybe people can learn more.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your being here, and I thank Robin also. Do you have anything to sum up what's going on here as we...
Well, my wife and I will be going to Mali in January, and if anybody would like to support Credicoeur, we'll be very happy to take the donations with us and make sure that they get to Khalifa and make sure they are used to supply the health or education or farming equipment that is most needed in the north of Mali. And thank you very much for having us.
Yes. Well, one quick question. Can people contribute material as well as funds, as well as money?
You have to realize that we're traveling by air. Right, so yeah. Material in terms of something that's very okay. light. Yes,
but something more fungible.
If you want to send a computer flash drive, then I can take quite a number of those in my pocket. Mm-hmm. But if you want to send some tractor plows, then that's more difficult.
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, that's Kritikar and friendsofmali.org. Is that our website here?
VA Friends of Mali.
VA Friends of Mali. And there'll be information on this on the Lightly on the Ground Facebook page. And again, I want to thank Khalifa Touré and Robin Poulton for making time in their busy schedules. I know that they have. You're flying out today, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I hope that you come back often.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all. And the theme music was Bonefire Dance by Rattlemouth. This show is produced at WRIR, that's Richmond Independent Radio, an all volunteer staffed amazing project in the low power FM. And again, thank you for coming and thank you all for listening. Go lightly on the ground now.